your trinity of, you are the way, you are the truth, and you are the life, because you're the same thing he is. Christ in me, the way. Christ in me, the truth. Christ in me, the life. So that's the Lord worked through Trinity. That's a Trinity there. When Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me. Now, we read that verse, we see those three, but we don't see that major one. I'm the way, the truth, and life to the Father. You're not going to get to him. If you're not in the truth, you can't get to him. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If you're not in the life, if you're not conscious of the life, or have access of that life in your soul, in your thinking, in your emotion, in your conscious, in your will, in your desire, you don't have that life consciousness. You're functioning, but you're functioning religiously. When you function in religion, you just as well say you're a rebel, because I can't lead you in the green pasture, because you're not gonna follow me. You're not gonna follow me because you got something else you're looking at, you think is a better way than I'm showing you. And the reason it is because you're unconscious. You're unconscious, not you're unconscious. When you're unconscious in your soul, that means now you become unconscious in your spirit. The writer said, Paul, inspired by the Holy Ghost in Romans 9:1, here's what he said. I lie not, I tell the truth. My conscience bear witness with the Holy Ghost. I go back to John 14:6. Jesus said, I'm the way, truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. That's what he said, right? Uh-huh. So if you're not praying from your image of knowing that I am this, include I am the door. So you can't enter in. So what happened is Satan robbing the church in consciousness and unconsciousness, because they don't know the difference between their soul and their spirit. So Paul, the spirit ministered to us about the inner man. That's the spirit. I'm 25, 30 years, I thought that was my heart. I thought that was my spirit, you know, the inner man, your heart. And so that's where a born again man is robbed. He got these other two entities to deal with, his soul and his body, but he's in charge. But Satan don't want him to know he's in charge. So when God says, word says, talk about renewing your mind. It gets one scripture, says, renew, being renewed in the spirit of your mind. Because a Christian through an unconscious soul grieve the Holy Spirit. A Christian through an unconscious soul, unconscious thinking, and let another thing grab it, watch this, quench the Holy Spirit. And I believe to a certain degree, if you stay dumb enough and unconscious enough, you'll resist the Holy Spirit. So therefore, I can't lead you, I can't show you, I can't raise you, you don't see the door, you don't see the gate, you're dealing with it on your own ability, but you're praying. But you're unconscious in your soul. So when you're unconscious in your soul, automatically you're unconscious in your senses. So actually you're going to have to be conscious in your spirit, your soul, and your senses. And you do that by feeding on the Word of God and calling yourself to not go to a whole day thinking about everything else. You're just going to give God 15, 20 minutes in the morning and go through the whole day and never pause to give him an opportunity. To show yourself. It's a jackass won't call a racehorse a fanatic.
That's a good one.